Committee to order. Today is Tuesday, January 20th, and the time is 10:02 a.m. Please silence all cell phones. We have the following members present: Representative Fields, Representative Josephson, Representative Kopp, Senator Stedman, Senator Hoffman, Senator Giesel, Senator Wilikowski, and myself, Senator Gray Jackson. So we have a quorum to conduct business. I first like to thank Sophie Tenney from the House Records and David Monroe from the LIO for supporting our committee today. We've also been joined, I see, in the audience by Representative Colom. Today, the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee is meeting for the sole purpose of considering a contract with Pegasus Global Holdings, Inc. to provide independent consulting to the legislature related to mega projects with a focus on the Alaska LNG project. This request comes at the direction of Senator Giesel, Chair of the Senate Resources Committee, who has asked that the legislature secure specialized expertise to assist members as the project advances on an accelerated timeline and potentially approaches key investment and governance decisions. We've also been joined by Speaker Edgman. We anticipate a brief meeting, so let's approve the agenda, and then we'll consider the approval of this request. Vice Chair Fields, may I please have a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, the agenda is approved. Now, item number three, consideration of contract award for Pegasus Global Holdings. Mr. Vice Chair, may I please have a motion?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, under Section 040A1 of the Legislative Procurement Procedures, authorize the Chair to enter into a contract with Pegasus Global Holdings Incorporated to provide independent expert analysis related to planning and execution of mega projects, such as the Alaska LNG project, for an amount not to exceed $250,000.
Thank you. I will object for the purpose of discussion and will note that the not to exceed amount in the motion is based on the amount of funding that's currently available in the budget without completely depleting funding for additional contractual services. So at this point, I'm going to ask my staff, Jeff Stepp, to summarize this request. Chris Curtis, legislative auditor, she's with us and she's available to answer any questions. And also Emily Nauman, Director, Legislative Legal Services, is available telephonically. Thank you, Jeff, and welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Jeff Stepp. I'm staff to the chair, Senator Gray Jackson. Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the public record, I'll briefly summarize the memo from Senator Giesel that requests Pegasus services, the proposal that was submitted by Pegasus to the committee, and the written justification for an exemption to the legislative procurement procedures. Each of these documents was distributed to members and posted to BASIS last week. First, Senator Giesel's request, which is in your packet. As you mentioned, Madam Chair, this request originates from Senator Giesel in her capacity as Chair of the Senate Resources Committee. Senator Giesel formally requested that the committee retain Pegasus to provide independent expert advice as the Alaska LNG project advances towards potential final investment decision. Senator Giesel's requested consultation subjects include assistance in understanding the implications of project ownership and governance structure as laid out in the current project, cost controls and supervision of costs and finance agreements, engineering procurement and construction contracts, offtake agreements for in-state gas, financial decisions related to tax structure, royalty and production tax, schedule risk, and the need for ongoing independent monitoring as the project evolves. As noted in the memo, the timing is critical. Senator Giesel emphasized that having Pegasus available by the start of the session would allow the Senate Resources Committee to engage with Pegasus as soon as this week, and indeed they have been scheduled to present to her committee on Friday. Second, a quick summary of the Pegasus proposal. After receiving the request, Senator Gray Jackson facilitated a Teams meeting with leadership from Pegasus to determine their interest and availability. After confirming that they were available and interested, Senator Gray Jackson requested a formal proposal from the company. The proposal, which is in your packet, offers an overview of the company and summarizes their key capabilities, representative experience, and core team members. Notably, Pegasus has prior experience with the Alaska LNG project, having previously worked under contract to this committee in 2018 and 19 under the leadership of Senator Stedman when he was chair of this committee. And they have also briefed the Senate and House Resources Committees on the risks associated with mega projects generally and specific risks applicable to the Alaska LNG project as recently as April of last year, 2025. Their current proposal emphasizes a comprehensive scope of services that focuses on the risks and challenges associated with mega projects, such as the Alaska LNG project, and recommendations to the legislature, on how it may address these risks and challenges. The proposal explicitly acknowledges the current project structure, including Glen Farne's role and the anticipated early 2026 FID timeline. Finally, a real quick summary of the written justification for a Section 040A1 procurement exemption. This section of the Alaska Legislative Procurement Procedures says that a contract is exempt from the solicitation requirements if the procurement officer determines in writing that it is not practicable to award a contract by competitive sealed bidding, competitive sealed proposals, or other competitive method, and if the award of the contract under this paragraph is in the agency's or committee's best interest. The written justification in your packet notes that the Alaska LNG project is advancing on an accelerated timeline with public statements indicating an FID in early 2026. Immediate access to specialized expertise is necessary to protect the state's fiscal and governance interests. A standard competitive process would take a minimum of several months and would materially impair the legislature's ability to receive timely, actionable advice during a critical window. It notes Pegasus' prior work, subject matter expertise, and familiarity with Alaska's institutional framework, and that allows the firm to provide immediate value without onboarding delay. For these reasons, the chair, who also serves as the procurement officer for the committee, has determined that the exemption is found to be both warranted in the best interest of the LBNA committee and the state of Alaska. Thank you. I will do my best to answer any questions.
Thank you. Before we move on, I'd like to note that Representative Foster joined the meeting at 10:05, and an audience Representative Stutes joined the meeting at 10:05. And also, thank you, Representative Bynum joined the meeting. He's in the audience. But with that said, are there any comments or questions for Senator Stedman?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chairman. I think the committee should support this. When we take a look at the history, and we go back a decade and a half or so dealing with gas line and oil issues, we've had a substantial turnover within the legislature. There's a very small group of us that were around from back then, and that leaves a lot of gaposis in the knowledge base of what we have to deal with and the decisions we have to make and the issues that we have to grapple with. And I think Pegasus will be helpful in that. I also think this is just a first step of many, because what concerns me is when we have presentations that dummy down this project, use outdated financial information, and tell us we don't have any involvement in it other than maybe lowering some property taxes is absurd. And we need to start coming up to speed rather than wait for the project to move along and then we get way behind the eight ball and put ourselves in a financial disadvantage dealing with the issue. So that, Madam Chairman, I think the committee should support this. Also, I think Pegasus did a good job in their previous work that the legislature had them do.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We've been waiting for this project for some time. So you mentioned in your comments near the end that we will be getting FID early in 2026. Who do you anticipate making that announcement?
Senator Hoffman, through the chair. Well, I don't have any inside information, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you. We'll wait. I'll wait with a bated breath.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, I remove my objection. Are there any other objections? Great. Seeing none, the motion to enter into contract with Pegasus Global Holdings for an amount not to exceed $250,000 is approved. Do any members have any comments before we adjourn? Okay. Well, in consultation with Chris, it looks like we'll need to have our next meeting during the first week of February, hopefully on February 3rd. But my staff will be reaching out to each of you to confirm the date, the time, and the agenda topics. And before we end the meeting, I just want to thank all of you for always making attending these meetings a priority. And I want to thank my LBNA staff, Chantel, and in particular Jeff, who honestly, without him, I would not be able to do the job that I do. So, Jeff, thank you very much. With that said, nothing else before the committee. We are adjourned at 10:13 a.m.